Welcome back. Today is National Psychic Day, and we are always fascinated by a person's ability to see what others can't see. What can a psychic do, and what can a psychic not do? Where do those gifts come from? With me tonight is Susan Rowland, a psychic medium. She sees and hears and feels past, present, and future events. With her gifts, she uses them to help clients professionally and personally and find missing persons. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
It's so nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to be here. I know you've been on Brian Noonan's show, and you're not a stranger to WGN. You helped find some hauntings in the old WGN studios, I understand.
We did. We did this, I don't know, a few years ago, I think, with, I remember it was with Hannah Stanley on her show, and she had Chicago Paranormal Investigators and myself, and we went up and down the halls, and we saw lots of things. So it was really interesting. It was a good feel, because so many people, they feel so many things in an old building, as WGN.
So, the more things that happen in a building, I would imagine the more possibilities there are that there would be some lingering energies.
You're right.
Yeah,
so. It always usually is.
So you know what? I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what you do, but I'm going to get right to some callers right now, and we can intersperse our talk with what the callers are. I'm going to say, if you want to talk to Susan, and we're going to ask for her guidance, just give us your birthday, not the year, just the day and the month, and give a very quick question, like guidance in what area, on what specific area here. Eileen, let's go to you. Hi, Eileen. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show. What is your question for Susan, and what is your birth date?
My birthday is February 7th. Will I be moving soon?
Hi, Eileen. Nice to talk to you. The move has been back and forth with you. That's what I'm getting. Part of you has wanted to move, but you've had obstacles stopping you. But you will. Okay? So the move will actually come. And I actually see within 3 months, that move is going to start transpiring into something permanent for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about this. When did you first realize you had a gift, Susan?
When I was 6 years old.
Okay, and what made you realize you had a gift?
You know, for those that follow me know this story because I often say it, but my grandfather had passed away when I was six. And we weren't allowed to go to the wake or the funeral. My mother thought my two brothers at the time and myself were way too young. And so we were the only grandchildren that didn't get to go. And I remember after it was all over with, it was a couple of days after the funeral, I see my mother on top of a chair in front of a cabinet, and she's looking at something. And I said, Mom, what are you looking at? And she goes, they're not for your eyes to see. And I thought that was odd. So I waited till she came down. And of course, when she went to the other room, what does a six-year-old do? She's going to go up and climb that cabinet. And I remember climbing on that cabinet, and I remember looking in an envelope, and there were pictures of my grandfather in the casket. And back then, they used to do that. And he looked very peaceful. You know, he really did. There were flowers around him. He was in a beautiful blue suit. And he looked like he was sleeping. And all I kept thinking was, well, how could he be there when he's standing here next to me? So that was pivotal, because that was the first time that I saw between a passing and the afterlife. Before that, I didn't know the difference.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure it took a few years for people to believe that what you were seeing.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I would say a lot of things to my mother. And my mother, she knew. And then she used to tell me, be careful what you say, because a lot of people aren't going to understand it.
And a lot of people don't understand it. 981-7200. Let's take some callers. Let's go to Bronwyn in Des Plaines. Hi, welcome to the Karen Conti Show. What's your question for Susan? What's your birth date?
Hi, October 19th. And I need to know what to get over to get unstuck in my life.
Okay, love the question. You know, here's the thing that I see with you. You have a ton of anxiety. You do.
Yes.
I know. And you know what? I feel for people that have anxiety. I am one of those people, okay? But I've had to manage it through the years. You have to start understanding. We all have fears, and our mind keeps overthinking, but you are in charge in stopping that fear. So I always say our minds, we can edit. just like, you know, when you see TV shows and filming, everything is edited. Think about when you're going down that dark road and switch it, flip it. Counter it with a good thought. Counter it with what you do have going on. But you have the anxiety problem, and this is why you're stuck. You're also absorbing other people's energy. And I say this all the time. For those of you that don't know, sage and smudge. Really, you should be doing this at least once a week. Sage the inside of your car as well as your home, and I guarantee it will calm your anxiety and more of the good things. You're clearing out all that bad. You are an empath, and you are absorbing so much, and this is why you feel stuck.
I'm so overwhelmed.
Thank you. Thank you, Bronwyn. I'm going to have to go to the next caller, but I hope that helped out.
Okay.
You're listening to Karen Conti's show. We're talking to Susan Rowland, who's a psychic medium, and we're taking your calls, 981-7200. This is Denise in Rockford. Hi, Denise. Oop. Hi, Denise. Uh-oh. Denise, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Denise. Hi.
Hi.
What is your birthday, and what is your question for Susan?
1 January 9th.
Okay.
And am I ever going to have anyone in my life I can trust?
You know what, Denise? The first thing you have to do is actually trust. And here's the problem. What has been going on in the past, you're still sticking on to that fear that it's going to happen again. And
yes,
you are,
very much so.
I know, because I know that somebody was very terrible to you, and automatically you're going for that, like, he's going to do it to me again. Or even if you meet a nice guy, and maybe he's a great guy, but he kind of did something not so great, but you could work with it, you still go right away that he's going to be just like the other guy. You mm-hmm. need to start looking at these men and judge them individually. But this is the problem, because I know that this guy, I really can see it. He did a world to you, and it wasn't in a good way. But I am telling you, you have to start judging people individually. Otherwise, you're going to stay alone.
Thank you for the call, and I'm sorry we have to cut you. I hope that helped a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Denise, take care. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be taking more calls. Susan Rowland is here, and we're talking to a psychic medium, and we're going to ask you to call in 981-7200 and give your birth date and a very brief question as to where you'd like guidance in your life. We'll take a break now, and we'll come back in a little bit.
You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie.
Welcome back. We're here with Susan Rowland, who is a psychic medium on National Psychics Day. Susan, people can contact you and do readings. They can do group readings. Professional people can contact you. Where would be your contact information?
My website, it's susanrowland.com. So it's SusanRowland.com.
And you have a lot of people who consult with you. Obviously, it's private.
Yes, it has to be.
It has to be private. But people in all walks of life, people who are politicians and people who run companies and all kinds of people.
A lot of people would be quite surprised. And then you get other people that say, well, you know, sometimes that makes a person successful of knowing their strengths and trying to understand their weaknesses. And so for a person to come forward and say, hey, how can I be better? What is it that you see that I'm not seeing? And, you know, I give people a lot of credit with that. I really do. I always tell people, drop the egos. We have no room for them. Just be you. Talk about truth and finding your truth and kind of seeing the things that maybe you need help with. And if somebody that has a great track record and you connect with, and that's why I always tell people, find a good psychic medium you connect with. Don't be a psychic junkie. I have people in the past, they will keep going from psychic to psychic until they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And I tell people.
People do that with lawyers, too.
Yes, exactly.
They do that with lawyers.
And sometimes it's not about what they want to hear, it's what they need to hear.
Right,
so,
right.
So, yeah.
No shopping around.
No.
And so I'm going to be taking everyone's calls, 981-7200, but very quickly, I wanted to, you know, we had this horrendous week where we have all these people who have died. I think there were 3 killed and almost 40 wounded in Chicago this weekend alone. Just this morning, 7 people were shot in Lawndale, mm-hmm. El Paso, 20 dead, 24 wounded, Dayton, 9 dead, 26 wounded. What a horrendous couple of days. Do you see an end to this? Do you see a resolution to this? And if so, or if not, what are we going to see in the future when it comes to these kinds of gun violence?
Unfortunately, I don't see an end. I just see that this is really the beginning. I do. I do my predictions every year, and I put it out at the end of December. And for this year, I had said a lot of things, and you can go on my YouTube because I have a big YouTube channel as well. So tune into that, and that gives you a lot of information. But a couple of things I touched upon. It was about the shootings, the mass shootings, and they will continue. Unfortunately, and I'm saddened to say that, but you know, I tell people, please be aware. People are now, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't go to these places. You need to be a human being and live, but think with caution. There are people that are still going to be coming into these large places, you know, shopping malls. I was just telling my dear friend, I just don't even want to go into a mall. I really don't. And it shouldn't be that way. But it's going to get a lot worse. I do believe that, because I think the mental illness is at an all-time high. And just like I even predicted with California with the earthquakes, I said that they're going to get them. And the people that follow me, they were even emailing me questions. Where do you see it? I believe that it's going to happen, but do you really think it's going to happen this year? I'm like, yeah. And it's just going to be the start of many. It's not just going to be one earthquake. And well, there you had it. Their largest one was 7.2 on the Richter scale. So unfortunately, when I see these things, I am saddened, but it's going to get a lot worse. So be cautious, pay attention. And here's the thing, listen to your gut feeling. Now, with people who have anxiety and they overthink it, that's not a gut feeling. A gut feeling is something that's telling you something that came out of the blue that maybe you weren't even thinking. That is a direct message from universe giving you that answer. That's the difference between somebody who just constantly overthinks and overthinks and overthinks. That is not a feeling.
And you know, you hear people who have terrible things happen to them have a premonition. Yes. I was just on a tour, and apparently John Kennedy, just before he was assassinated, was mm-hmm. in Arlington and said something, words to the effect, I could live the rest of my life here.
Well, and he did.
Yeah, right.
What do they say? Be careful what you say,
yes,
or what you wish
even
for.
Even Abraham yeah. Lincoln made comments about his demise just days before mm-hmm. he was assassinated. So, you know, I guess we could all go back and say that we thought that these things might happen, but you hear these things often enough to kind of believe in it.
I just think that, you know, I have gotten over many years, you know, many premonitions about things, and I've never blown them off. I really just say, okay, I'm paying attention. I do. Every single time I've never listened in my life is when I have been deemed wrong, seriously. It's crazy, but it just go with your gut. I tell this to people. I even say when little children have a gut feeling, parents need to pay attention to that too.
They might even be better at it because they're not going to overthink anything.
Well, they're more pure.
Mm-hmm.
I always say animals and children are so incredibly pure.
It's like
pure.
That great book, Blink, you know, yeah. about trusting your gut. And sometimes your gut is really just your brain working really fast, knowing, you know, you see someone walking down the street and you just get this feeling, I don't like that person. Well, there's probably a reason.
Yes.
There's probably a good reason. He or she probably did something just slightly that your brain doesn't even process sometimes, right?
I think it's even more than that. It's a great point that you brought up, but I actually think that it's the soul remembering the feeling, but not the instance. So it could have been coming from another lifetime.
Oh my gosh. That's
it's deep, right?
It is really deep. Let's go to the phone lines, 981-7200. If you want to talk to Susan Rowland about, you're going to give your birth date and your question. Anne from Aurora, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Birth date is June 5th, and what I'd like to know is I was widowed about 4 years ago, early in my 50s. I am now 60, and I'm just wondering, is marriage another possibility for me? Is something of a long-term, one and only ever going to happen again?
You know what I see, Aurora? I actually see you having a very much significant other. I don't see marriage as much as I see a partner that you're going to share a lot of things with. Do you like to dance? Because I see lots of music with you.
Kind of. I love the music, but not the dance. Okay, I dance like Elaine from Seinfeld, so not really.
But music is really important, and you're going to get out there. And that's really going... I just want to say the music is your zen. So, well, there's an importance to this. So there's a link to it. And by the way, your husband's coming through, and he is telling me that that is the last thing he ever wanted was for you to be alone. He knows that you don't really do well with it.
Do you know he died? Like instantly and suddenly before my eyes. But the night before, ironically, we talked about what would ever happen if one of us died. And he said, well, you have to be with someone because I don't ever want you to be alone.
Oh, my goodness.
So that is, I have goosebumps.
Yeah, so do I. Too. So do I right
just
now.
Got him too.
Wow. Look at this. Ta-da. Oh, my God. Ta-da. All right. I mean, he's right here. And he's telling me, you tell my girl to keep going. He'll always love you. He is right there. He is your spirit guide, and he is guiding and protecting you every step of the way.
And call us back when you found that significant other. And
I hope so.
So Susan can say,
I hope so.
So Susan can say, I told you so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And blessings to you both. Thank you.
You too, Aurora.
All right, take care. All right, let's go to Jan. Hi, Jan in Grays Lake. What is your birth date?
How are you?
And what is your question?
Hi. My birth date is June 1st.
Okay.
And my question is, I'd like to know what my future holds. And my friend did tell me that we're in the end times, and that's why all these killings and shootings at all these mass locations are happening.
I don't think it's the end coming. I will tell you that. No, it kind of feels like it, but no, I disagree with that. I don't. Let me just put this to rest here, okay? We are under some turbulent times here, but it's for us to take a step back and pay attention to what it is we're doing wrong. We need to be more attentive to people, help people more in a different way. It's going to, as much as we're all these shootings and these killings, it's going to bring us closer together in such a profound way of what we need to experience to get to the other end. Okay? So I do want to say that. Now, with your future, you're a little bit more a woman of creature of habit, and you need to look outside the box a little bit with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know a lot of times you get a little afraid, and I get that. I do. But at the same token, you need to step outside your box because you're not going to find anything if you don't start exhibiting and experimenting with some fun things for yourself. Because I find you to be very closed, and I don't want that for you. So, honestly, you need to do that more. You really do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jan. Let's take one more really quick. Now, Tina, you're going to have to be really quick here. Hi, Tina from Naperville. What's your birth date and what is your question for Susan?
Hi. June 15th. And my question is, how does my love life look? Particularly, there's one guy I have my eye on. What do you see?
When's his birthday?
His birthday is February 24th.
Okay. I think he's one big ball of love. Okay, you just have to give him his alone time. And the reason I say that is because if you're too much on him, he's not going to like that. You can't micromanage this man.
Okay.
And don't be so needy with him, because I hate to say it, he's going to be needy back. Know your balance with this man, because he could take advantage of your emotions because you're so kind and nurturing and giving. So be careful how you break him in.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun with them.
All right. Good luck, Tina. We're going to be continuing to take your calls. Susan Rowland, why don't you give out your contact information? Again, a lot of callers are saying, how can we get in touch with her? So why don't you give out your phone number or your website so people can get
hold of you? My website would be susanrowland.com, SusanRowlen. My email is srowlen, Rowlen, @hotmail.com.
Great. You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN. Welcome back. It's The Karen Conti Show. I'm here with Susan Rowland on National Psychics Day, and we're taking your calls. Susan is giving some advice and some predictions. 981-7200. She'll get you right on the phone. You're going to give the birth date and your question. But before we go, and I want to do this quickly because so many people want some advice, I took off a ring that I had on my hand, and I gave it to you. And I guess I'd like to know what your thoughts are about the ring.
Well, it's number one, it's a beautiful ring, but there is a lot of sediment behind this ring. And it's another woman that's giving this ring. Another woman had this ring. So I see two women, this other woman, and it led to you. And this woman that had this ring, I think she had much jewelry. So I just see it becoming like an auction or of something that her jewelry went somewhere. And this is what I'm getting. And I like this woman because she's very happy that you have this ring, because she doesn't want it to go to someone who isn't going to take care of this ring. She wants somebody to love it as much as she did.
Okay. And it's it came from a New Orleans estate jeweler, mm-hmm. so it was a pre-owned diamond,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know the origins of it. I assume that a lot of that stuff was bought on auction,
mm-hmm.
And that's very interesting. I would love to know who she was.
I like her. She was a very affluent woman. I see her to have that champagne blonde color hair, and she was very well put together.
Interesting.
So, and it's amazing because a blonde to another blonde. It's very interesting. I just got that just looking at you.
Yeah.
Because you're a very attractive woman too, you know, I see that. And she couldn't be more happy with the respect that you have with this ring. So this is why you keep getting a lot of good energy. Because trust me, her energy is partially on this ring along with yours.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
And it's a happy ring.
It's a happy ring. It's definitely, it kind of, in a way, kind of directed it to go to you, because I think she knew if it had to go to someone, let it go to someone that's going to take care of it and treasure it as much as she did when she was alive.
Oh, what a nice thought.
Yes.
I like it even more now.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
Let's go to Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show. What is your birthday and what is your question for Susan?
12/10. And I was wondering about retirement.
Okay, Sheila, do you have like a plan B? I mean, when you retired, you've got plans?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
yes.
Good, because that's the only way I'm going to give you the A-OK to do it. Seriously, because you have to stay busy. You're a little firecracker. And I am telling you, you are mentally not ready to just do nothing. You have a lot in you. And I want you to, and here's another thing, you need people around, like we need oxygen.
Well, thank you. Okay,
so please get involved in things, but if you're going to retire and you have a plan B, it's good, because if you told me you didn't know what you wanted to do, I'd say stay working, but since you know what you're going to do, then go for it.
I think I'm more concerned about when both of us are retiring at the same time.
That's why you still need your own little path of what you want to gravitate to. I'm telling you, it's vitally important. I'm not telling you to work 5 days a week, even if you did two or three times a week. It's very important for you. Okay?
Well, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila. Happy retirement. Okay. Christine from Kankakee. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show.
Oh, hi. September 21st. And I'm thinking of making a major investment in something, but I don't know if I'm being overly cautious because I'm a Virgo. Or
is this in real estate?
No.
Okay, what is it in? What is it in?
Stock.
Be careful with that.
Okay.
Be careful with that, seriously.
My
reservations with stocks right now is put it in something that's more of a sure thing. Because if you lose, no, I'm serious. Don't experiment right now. It's not the time to do that.
Okay.
Don't sound a little depressed. I'm warning you on this. I know, because you want to do this. So here's my advice to you. I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but here's what I want you to do. Take a little of your money and put it where you want and see what happens.
I'm a Virgo, so I'm going to be overly cautious anyway.
You should, but that's not because you're a Virgo. It's just something that's very unsteady right now. So I'm it is not steady. The stock market right now is up and down, up and down, up and down. Right now, no, don't do anything risky with an abundance of money.
Okay.
All right, Christine.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that. Let's go to Rose in Downers Grove. Hi, Rose. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. My birthday is April 25th. And my question, I have a surgery that's scheduled for September. And it was doctor recommended it, and the window is closing on whether it'll even be possible for me to do it if I wait longer. At times, I feel so positive about it, and then at times, I think, oh, maybe I'll be sorry afterwards that it's not going to turn out so good. So I'm asking, how will it come out?
That's a great question. I'm trying to zoom in on your energy right now. I actually think it's going to be better than you think. I do. No,
okay,
I do. Well, wait a minute. I just want to ask you something. Have you been going back and forth on the fence with this even before what the doctor told you? Because you seem to be...
No.
Wait a minute.
Hang
on a minute. You seem to have a very high threshold of physical pain. And that's,
I
know, that's what I'm picking up. So here's why I want to say this to you. You don't know your limits and your balances to when the pain is escalating that's really tough. So sometimes when people have high thresholds of pain, such as you, you're going to miss things that could have been fixable. So I don't want you to wait. I want you to go and do this.
Okay. I've been dealing with this 6 years, and
See?
He said it's now or never. I can't wait another year.
I know. I'm seeing it, and you have to do it. And you know what? You're going to recover quite nicely. You really will. But pay attention to your threshold of pain. If something keeps going on, open your mouth and say something to the doctor. But it's time for you.
Okay? Thank you for your call, Rose, and good luck with your surgery. Okay. Let's go to Marilyn and Rochelle. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show.
Hello. My birth date is November 18th, and I was divorced after 36 years of marriage, and I'm very lonely, and I wonder if you see anything changing there.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. Listen, you know, I'm sorry for the divorce. I am. But here's the thing that I want you to do. I want you to start really paying attention to the divorce and why it happened and kind of making your peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have and you haven't. And that's where I think you're getting a little stuck. So, well, and you know, it happens to all of us. You know, I put myself in the equation. But what you have to do is look at the divorce of why it happened, and good, bad, whatever, who he was, who you are, make your peace with it. So it will allow you to go on and find somebody else with more clarity without the interference of past emotions. This is what's happening with you.
Okay.
You also are a good networker. You're better when you're busy with people.
Okay.
So get out there again. Seriously. Okay. Because you know what? You're really good at entertaining, meeting people outside, having them at your home. This is something that really works for you, and this puts your mood in a better standing within yourself.
Okay.
But good. Yes.
All right.
All the best.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Shelley in Lindenhurst. We're here with Susan Rowland, who is a psychic medium on National Psychic Day. Shelley, what is your birthday and what is your question?
Hi, my birthday is January 1st.
Ooh, New Year's, baby.
Yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's your question?
My question is, I am 54 years old, and I am feeling, I was a teacher, and I'm not sure if I should go back. I would stay at home with my girls, and I'm not sure if that's what I want to finish my career as. So I'm just wondering if you see that happening or something else.
I think it's going to be something else. I'm so sorry to say that. I hope I'm not disappointing you with that answer.
No, actually not.
Okay. The reason I'm saying this to you is because where you were coming from and how you used to be a teacher, things have changed. I don't think you're going to have the mental stamina to convert to the new way of what's going on.
That's exactly why I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you, do yourself a favor and a lot of hardship and don't go back. Find something new. You are good at anything you decide to do, anything administrative, anything that you could do that way and running a show that way. That would be great. But don't go back to doing that.
Okay. Can you tell me an area to go to or no?
Anything with administration.
Anything in the
medical field, you'd be, oh my God, fantastic.
Wait, Okay.
Medical.
Love it. That's exactly where I was thinking.
Okay. All right, yes, Shelly. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That was really good.
Okay. You will call us and give us the update. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to, we're going to get all these calls and follow-ups, right? Hi, Ron in Mount Prospect. What is your birthday and what is your question?
May 31st.
Okay.
And I have a couple of ailing parents. And my mother is very serious. And I'm just trying to see if you can tell me how long the two of them will be together.
Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. I these questions are so hard. I'm so sorry. I see your father alone. Not alone, but, you know, I hate to say it that way, but you're going to have something to deal with your father, okay? Because I see more that he's going to be without. So you're going to have to fill in that big pothole. Okay, you have to be really careful. But here's another thing. Your mother's very tired. I don't think she wants to be here anymore.
Well, that's what it's starting to show.
She's really, honestly, you know, it's interesting. Here's what I want to tell the audience today. Anybody that is sick, okay, and really ill, it's not that they don't want to fight to stay. They're coming to a point, and everybody does who's very ill, that they're just tired, and they're looking at it as, I am surrendering. And I am surrendering to universe. Let God take me. And it's okay. So basically what's happening with your mother is she's making her peace with God.
I think she's already done that.
Well,
she's already seeing family members. And, it's at that point.
Here's what I do want to say really quick. I want to say this to you. When your mother is near the end, tell her you love her and tell her it's okay to let go.
All right.
Okay.
Ron, I'm sorry to hear about your situation.
We're not ready to let go yet, though.
Yeah.
You have to
thank you.
Try doing that for her. Okay.
I will.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, that's sad.
Very.
But on a happier note, Susan, thank you so much for joining us. This was fun. We have to do this again.
I would love it. Thank you so much for having me.
We can't wait for another National Psychics Day to do it.
Okay, we'll do it again.
And why don't we give out contact information so everyone can contact you who wants to?
My website is susanrowland.com, SusanRowlen. My website email is srowlen@hotmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.